Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to Becoming with me, Lauren Ricks. I am super excited for today's topic, for today's conversation with you. This was actually a conversation that came up a lot when I was doing my Beta Experience Mastermind a couple weeks ago. A lot of the women in there that I talked to talked about this feeling of going all in and then other areas in their life falling or not thriving. And we really talked about this concept of going all in your business and feeling like, you know, if you're going all in your business, your health has to suffer, or your marriage has to suffer, or your motherhood has to suffer. And I really want to talk to you guys about this conversation, this topic today, because I feel like I have a different take on this. I have never personally been someone who struggles with this all-in mentality. Like, if I'm not going balls to the wall, if I'm not going 150%, if it's not going to consume my life, why do it? I've never had that that idea or that belief system. So we had this conversation in my beta experience, and the women loved this feedback and loved this idea and this concept that I shared with them, that I thought I would come to you and share it with you, because I'm sure they're not the only ones who struggle with this idea of going all in. And it's really actually helped me prioritize the most important things in my life, because that's the most important, right? We're not going to get to the end of our life and think, I wish I would have worked more. I wish I would have made more money. No, it's going to be, I'm glad I focused on the most important aspect of my life, whatever that is for you, right? And the biggest thing there is just really getting clear on what that is. What's the most important thing in your life right now? Is it your family? Is it your business? And can we talk about having this idea of, like, maybe we have multiple most important things? Like, maybe my husband is the most important thing in my life, and my faith is the most important thing in my life, and my children, my relationship with my children is the most important thing in my life, and being fulfilled and having a thriving business is a most important thing in my life also. Like, why do we have to compartmentalize? Oh my gosh, that's a big word for me. Sorry. Why do we have to, like, put all these areas of our life in different compartments? Can someone text me what that word is, please? Why does it have to all be separate, right? We are one being. We have one life. That means all these areas in our life we can thrive on, and they all come together to create who we are. It's not Lauren Ricks in business, and Lauren Ricks as a mom, and Lauren Ricks as a wife, and Lauren Ricks in her health, and Lauren Ricks on social media. It's all me. And that, I feel like, is so important to remember when it comes to this topic of going all in. Because in my opinion, we can thrive in all of them when we are super clear on what the priority is for them. And that's what we're going to talk about today, right? You have to do it differently. Your business, your life, your motherhood is going to look different than somebody who doesn't have kids, who can work their business 24/7, or your business, your life is going to look different than somebody who maybe has a day job. Or, for example, for me, my life, my business looks different with two than it did with one. right? It looks different now that we're so far away from family and don't have weekend support than it did with one when we were closer to family, right? So like in every season of your life, it's going to look different and it's going to look different. We need to become okay with it looking different and giving ourselves permission that it's okay for it to look different. Business, life, motherhood, marriage, than everybody else out there. If we really want to, can I say this? I guess it's my opinion. If we really want to feel fulfilled in it, right? I feel like for me, for example, I have tried doing all the things business-wise that everybody tells me to do. Get the funnel, do email marketing, get your ads, do this, do that, do this, do that, send out this many invites, add random people from here, find people on social media, like all these things. And they all left me feeling really unfulfilled. And for me, it was because I wasn't really doing it in alignment with myself, right? So how can we not go all in one area and let other areas of our life slip, right? In my opinion, it's choosing one to two things, actions, habits, maybe even in each of these areas that need to be done each day, right? So knowing your most important priorities, what are they? For me, it's my faith, myself, go into the same category, my VIPs, which are my family, my kids, right? My business, and then like household activities or like extracurricular things, like appointments. Those are my like top four priorities, most important things, right? So every day I don't have one of these priorities overflowing with things. I pick one to two things, sometimes two to three, sometimes three to four, depending on that day. Pick those things in these areas that need to get done. Okay. So that means like when I'm building my business, I'm not ignoring my family or my health to pursue it, right? When I'm with my family, my business isn't failing, right? I'm not ignoring my business to be a present mom, or I'm not ignoring my children to work on my health. It's all intertwined in this web of me and of you. And we need to get clear on really what are our top priorities and what does it look like to show up in those areas the best you can today. Because I know now with cycle syncing, which I'm going to be bringing my best friend on to talk about this eventually, is in each phase of our cycle, we perform differently. We are different. We have different energy. We have different moods. We have different feelings, right? So knowing that in each phase, our day-to-day life is going to be looking different, and being able to know that and be okay with that is so important. You're going to have phases and you're going to have days where you can thrive in all these areas and get all your to-do lists done and feel so accomplished. And you're going to have other days where you barely get dressed for the day. You barely get your kids out the door to go to school, right? And that is okay. And just knowing what your priorities are so you can make sure that you're filling those cups with the most important actions, right? So choosing one to two things, or two to three, or three to four, doesn't really matter. Just keeping it under four, right? In each of these areas, each day will help you move forward in each area. Okay, this is how you avoid burnout the best you can. This is how you stay consistent. And this is how you will work in alignment, is making sure that you are working in each area. And you might find that some days your family cup or your VIP cup is more overflowing than your business cup. And that is okay. Did you do an action in your business to move it forward today? Perfect. Maybe it was just sending out an email that you scheduled 4 days ago. Perfect. Maybe it's just putting up a post. Perfect. Maybe it's creating content. Maybe it's putting out a podcast. Every day is going to look a little bit different, but it's important for you to know what those things are so that you know that you are showing up in those areas, right? And it's okay if every day your actions look different. And honestly, it's good for your actions to look different, right? It gets you out of that autopilot like we talked about last week of just living in autopilot. So when things are different, when your days are different, when your routines are different and your actions are different, you're breaking that autopilot, right? And I'm giving you permission to do something different every day in your business and ask yourself, does this action light me up or am I doing it because Susie Joe told me to do it? Okay. If you struggle with staying consistent and you feel like if I'm not doing the same thing every single day, I'm failing, we need to check that belief, right? Because what does failing look like to you? What does success look like for you? For me, I thought if I don't stay consistent, for me to stay consistent, I have to do the same four to five actions every single day in my business. That's what I thought, right? And really, I need to feel into what my body tells me feels good each day. And this is the same concept with your health and fitness. Every day you don't need to do an hour, 2 hours of intense workouts to get results. You got to listen to your body and feel what it feels like, what feels good to it, right? I'm still taking action every single day, but every day looks a little different. My action looks a little different. Some days I'm resting more. Some days I'm putting out podcasts like I am today because I feel good. Some days I'm working more on like the creative content piece of things. Some days I'm working more in the back end of like the admin stuff. Every day is a little different, right? Some days it's me going live. Some days it's me doing a training. Some days it's me batch creating content. Some days it's scheduling posts. Some days it's networking and connecting with other women. Some days it's mentoring. Some days I'm working on my own inner power, my own clarity for my business. And some days it's just resting. And all those things are moving your business forward. And all those things are aligned with how I want to show up in my business, right? You are valuable in all these, in your business, right? You are the value in your business. And when we are doing things like the things that are feel aligned with us, our business will move forward. But we have to decide on what those things are and break the mold, break the pattern of just doing what we're constantly used to doing, right? So it's so important for us to really step back and ask ourselves those questions. Like, how do you want to show up? Last week, I had so many good questions on the podcast of just like, what is your next level self, right? And you can take those and look at this stuff we're talking about today, right? Looking at this idea of going all in and having areas of your life flop because you're going all in one area. But what if we're just doing a handful of things or a few things every single day to move all our areas forward instead of just one area, right? It's that idea of not feeling like you have to go all in one area and that all the other areas are going to fail. It's looking at, okay, what are the two things I'm going to do for my health today? What are the two or three things I'm going to do for my business? What are the one or two things I'm going to do for my marriage, for my husband? What are the one or two things I'm going to do for my kids, right? What are the one or two things I'm going to do for myself to fill my cup, right? And it's really looking at those things. And that way, what happens is, which I see this all the time, is you don't get stuck on this burnout hamster wheel of a to-do list that never ends. And you're not getting anywhere with your to-do list because the things on your to-do list are things you don't really want to be doing, but you feel like you should be doing them because everybody else is doing them. So you feel like you should be doing them. But really, what if you just step back and you looked at like, okay, what are my most important priorities in my life right now? You name those, okay? And that way, every action that comes up, every question of can you do this? Can you do that? Can you show up there? Can you create this? All those things that show up, you can measure them against your priorities. Do they fit in your most important priority boxes? And if they don't, it is okay to say right now, you cannot do those because they don't fit into your priorities. Because maybe your priority is, you know, when your kids are home from school, you are present with them. You're done working your business and you're present with your kids when you're home from school. Or maybe somebody asks you to do a team call 3 nights a week and you look at that and you're like, you know what? I made a commitment to have to be there for dinners, for bedtime. So I have to decline that of doing team calls every night, right? You get to decide. This is your business and your life, and you get to decide how you want to show up. So I hope you guys love this idea of just really not necessarily focusing on going all in one area of your life, but really understanding what your biggest priorities are, your most important priorities, and how every day you can take 1 to 2 actions to move those areas forward instead of feeling like one area gets to move forward and the other ones get to flop, right? I absolutely love this idea of doing this. So let me know your thoughts. Follow me on Instagram. Send me a DM on Instagram if you have questions. Let me know what you're loving so far about this podcast. Tag me on Instagram, LaurenRicks_. And I also wanted to let you know that I will be doing, it's official, I will be doing another round of Becoming in March. It is my signature program to help you as a mompreneur stay out of burnout and really truly step into the person you desire to become now. We talk about so much goodness. With this second round, you guys will get the content from last round, plus you're going to get live coaching, live Q&As, live hot seats from me throughout the month. You'll get access to my workbooks, and then there is an option for upgrade for only $400 for the whole 4 weeks to get the feedback from me with your workbooks and to get private Voxer mentoring throughout the 4 weeks of the group coaching course. So that will be happening in March. Spots are going to be limited. I'm only going to be letting probably like 10 to 15 women in there because I really want it to be an intimate environment for us. So if that's something you would be interested in, I'll put the links in my show notes. Otherwise, you can reach out to me on Instagram and let me know that you want info and I will send that your way. Otherwise, I am so honored you're here. Don't forget to subscribe, download, let me know your thoughts over on Instagram, and I will see you next time.